Ballistics has an odd duck, that's all. One casing that has no prints on the outside and some kind of substance on the inside. A polymer, Quincy said. Sanders shot him a look. Then he gave Rainey a stare of disgruntlement. He obviously didn't like her sharing information with the Fed. Rainey couldn't care less. Yeah, a polymer, Sanders said finally. I didn't tell you about it, though, because we don't know anything yet. They need to run more tests. Until then, we don't have any new information. Sanders, a strange casing is information. Connor, a case of this size with this much evidence has 1.5 million things like a strange casing. We got debris that can't be categorized, footprints we can't match, and bodily fluids out of place. It goes with the territory. If I tell you about every single question that comes up, you're gonna go nuts. I'm the primary officer, Sanders. Going nuts is my problem, not yours. All right, all right. Sanders held up two hands in a gesture of peace. I was honestly trying to be helpful. Bullshit. You just want to keep this case quick and simple. Yes. Quick and simple is better for everyone. For God's sake, this whole town is knee-deep in firearms. All the more reason for us to be making sure we get at the truth. And right now, I'm really not sure Danny did it. Because of a stupid casing? Because of a stupid casing, a stupid slug, and a stupid trajectory that indicates Melissa Avalon's killer was at least a few inches taller than her. What? Abe Sanders appeared genuinely startled. Rainey also drew up short. Then she got it. The detective didn't know about the medical examiner's report yet. He'd only been communicating with the crime lab, not the ME's office. Didn't you know? She couldn't help drawling and mocking imitation. The .22 slug followed a downward trajectory from the victim's forehead to the back base of the skull. In other words, an undersized 13-year-old boy didn't shoot a standing, grown woman. Sanders looked stunned, then perplexed, then thoughtful. Rainey could see him turning over the facts in his mind.